Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? I didn't even know the music started. What's happening? This is the Diary, and this is the Black People Business Wednesday on Friday. And we're doing the show because I have moved my black ass up out of Los Angeles. And I'm back in Oxnard, where I love it. And it's nice, and I'm playing music, so we may have to take a little break depending on what's playing on the music. But thank you for joining me today on Friday the 21st. And because the world did not end, I am going to be here with you, and if it ends, then it's on tape with you and me. And this is Aaliyah Radio playing, so we may have to take a break every now and then, depending on what comes on, you know what I'm saying. But thank you for joining me. Today's Friday, the Friday before Christmas. I'm very excited. I don't have crackheads talking about 3 in the morning digging in the trash can. You know, why can't you be quiet at 3 in the morning, crackhead? You know, we got to do something about Los Angeles. I mean, we really do. That's where I was born and raised. I love it. That's where my mother and father chose to raise 11 children, me being the very last. And it was nice. Apple caps. You know, the little Crenshaw malls, the little strip. I have a picture of me and my brother. Me looking cute, my brother looking cuter, you know, when it was like some shoe store, I can't even think. But the place, same old shit we used to go, places we used to be, places me and my brother used to collect bottles every Saturday so we could get a bag full of candy on Saturday night. That was our joy because our mama was having a poker party and niggas had to be upstairs with popcorn and candy because she was downstairs having fun. And playing poker, drinking, and cussing out her friends and fighting. And then once the fighting and the party and everybody was drunk asleep, I'd go down there and I'd steal what they left. That's the L.A. I remember. Driving up here back to Oxnard, passing Pepperdine University. How many times did I go with my dad to drop off my little punk-ass brother, William, Bill, whatever that nigga's name is today, at Pepperdine, where he got his degree in journalism, where he's back down here with me somewhere, old punk-ass nigga. I love him because he laughs at everything I say, my brother William. He's a writer for a newspaper here in Southern California. I got good siblings. They just ain't about shit. They can make money, but that's it. I got to teach them. I'm the youngest. I got to teach them niggas. This is what mom and dad did for us. Not so we could just get all our money and be in our own shit. Did not change our community and do shit. Even at my mama's funeral, the shit her friends were saying about her, I was like, I'm at Willa Mae Johnson. My mama, that bitch that didn't give a fuck about shit you was talking about, and would whoop your ass and knock you upside the head all at the same time when there wasn't no CPS. It set you on fire. She didn't give a shit. Throw you down the stairs, throw you out the window, throw you off the roof. That Willa Mae Johnson is the one y'all talking about. That's so nice and sweet and shared everything she had, my mama. So that let me know kids don't know shit, okay? Because everybody that talked about my mom at her funeral, okay, said some shit I didn't know nothing about my mother. And my kids don't know shit about that about me right now until I'm dead. Let's hope they know before I'm dead. But that's the L.A. I remember. You know all these streets that all belong to Mexicans. And I'm not mad at Mexicans. I like Mexicans. That's why I'm in Oxnard. You feel me? They love their family. They work hard. They do whatever it takes for everybody to come up. That's why I like Mexicans. Niggas can learn something from Mexicans. But I didn't have enough money in L.A. Every time I walked out the door, there's a new nigga asking me for a dollar. And that was a nigga today in Starbucks. He went to everybody's table. Everybody said no. And one lady finally said yeah and gave him a dollar and he left. But that's all I see black people doing. Flossing or broke as fuck in crack smoking activity. I've always been meaning to thumbs down this nigga. Hold on. I'm finna thumbs down. Like, what? That's not even a song. Grind on me. No. Nigga. There you go. Like Elijah said, he ain't got any dirt to go. Grind on me. That ain't no goddamn song. Kids think that shit is music. That ain't nothing but a beat with a nigga just saying anything. He might as well say flush the toilet. What am I talking about today? I don't know, because I'm happy to be out of L.A., okay? My Cadillac is happy to be out of L.A., okay? I'm going to go down there, and the drive from on the 10 from L.A. to Oxnard is just the most wonderful drive ever, and it only takes you an hour, and it's wonderful, and it's beautiful, and you see God's everything. If you connect it to God, you see him while you're driving 50 and 45 and 40 miles an hour and stopping and seeing all the very nice cars and Lamborghinis and shit trying to speed, and it's a red light. This is my shit, though, playing, so. This is Friday. It's the diary, and I just love people, and I just love what God is doing in my life, and I just wanted to be able to share that so people will do it in their own life. You know what I'm saying? God is real, but he don't allow bullshit. So if your life is any part of bullshit, he don't allow it. I went to L.A. on experiment, okay? I had money. I got to have enough gas money and enough faith to know my business was going to make enough money to get me through, and it did. And it is right now, and it's getting better and better and better. The more faith I put in Christ and God, and I know that that's the God that's within me, and I can dictate to myself what I need, what I want every day, and God will answer me. That's the God I serve. But see, I had to get broken down, which is a pleasure. Not having to go answer the brace-wearing ass 50-year-old ass Larry every 3 months so he can tell me how fucked up I was and how I wasn't getting a raise. Not having to do that shit no more is a wonderful thing. Not having to look at old Karen, trying to ignore the fact that she black, but she Creole. She made people think she ain't black. What the fuck is that? Not having to deal with them motherfuckers was wonderful. It's been almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years in January, and I've never looked back 3 seconds. And they haven't either, because they approved my unemployment before I even asked for it. So they knew they wanted to get rid of that, but they go. But see, there's a reason for all of that. Because I was supposed to come back home to a place that I really, really love, and a place where my heart is really at, and where I remember my mother and father, who are very important to me, even more so now that they ain't here, that they really are here, but that's different. That's another topic. And I'm looking at that picture right now, and they were very proud Negroes and raised children that I'm almost certain they would expect to have done more for the world by now, out of 11. So the name Johnson should be a name that fucking South Central knows for one reason or another. Never for nothing bad, because my family, my brothers, my sisters never did shit bad. They just ain't shit. That's different. Now one of my sisters is dying and shit, not knowing. And I know, see, that's why I thank God I'm the last, because I learned from a whole slew of motherfuckers fucked up. So I thank my mother and father, and I want to honor them and the place that they invested in, and they raised their kids, and they thought enough to go to and be at. And shit, they supported that community, and something in that motherfucker need to have the name Johnson on it, as far as I'm concerned. We ain't got his house no more. He made us make sure that motherfucker mysteriously burnt down a couple of years ago. He was like, fuck it, I ain't gave these niggas long enough. Come on, Willa. Let's fuck up something and burn this motherfucker down. So I ain't mad at him for that. So I was open though. So my old house burned down mysteriously, okay? Well, my mother and father, my daddy broke his ass to get my dumbass older sister, Cheryl, to convince my mother, who would do anything she said to sell it. I don't blame my mother for that. She didn't have her husband, and she listened to her oldest kid, which I listened to my oldest kid. Okay? But not to my detriment. You better believe that shit. Anyway.
So it burned down.
And I said, oh, Daddy did that shit. Okay. Well, we'll get it back. And they done built a mini version of my daddy's house. It's funny as shit. Anyway, this is the diary where I'm talking about L.A. and getting out of it and going back to it. And Oxnard is cool. I may end up in Camarillo because that's where I really want to be, but that's way more expensive right now. And I'm not trying to live like a nigga that got a whole lot of shit. And ain't even if I do, it's not even about that shit no more. That's dead and tired. And that's what's wrong with us and black people. We focus on what we can see. You know, and as long as we continue to focus on the shit that we see, who we are and the shit that's unseen, which is the real important stuff, you know, love and goodness and kindness and mercy, and you can't see none of that shit. But you, and that, those are the things that really mean something that last. Okay? But you can see cars and houses and clothes and the shit that deteriorates, and that's all we concern ourselves with, so... It's a new era for everybody. Like the president said, it's a new era in America. It's a new era for black people. And those of you that want to wake the fuck up and join the club of niggas that's doing something besides going to work for somebody else, and you listen to the diary every Sunday or every day. Now that we, even now I'm paying corbillions every week, but I got internet now. I got everything. I even got a stove. I'm finna make me some for Christmas. I haven't cooked for Christmas in a stove in 3 years, 4 years. So I told Jesse, shit, Jesse, I'm finna have it going on. And that's the best thing about, I had to take a little drink. That's the best thing about what I'm doing. My daughter. Oh, and everybody called me for my birthday. Freddie called me. He said, oh, today's your birthday? I'm like, you little jackass. He's like, I know. I was like, hey, I missed you. I missed your call. You called me for my birthday. He said, oh, today's your birthday? Like, oh, he called me. And he loves me so much. Can't nobody hurt him like I can. And I really hurt him, and he hurt me, and he's a little jackass, and he knows it. But for him to call me on my birthday, and he's a boy, you know, I understand boys very well. And he called me, and I love him so much. And then Christopher called me 2 days later. Hey, I'm so sorry. I missed your birthday, but... And that's what he sound like. All my sons sound dumb like that. That's their voice to me. I said, well, son, thank you very much, but don't be late to my funeral. So, and Jesse, of course, called me at the crack of whatever. And my future son-in-law, I think. I need to quit talking to... Call me. Everybody that loves me, call me. But see, I ain't mad because there's tons of motherfuckers that got birthdays I didn't call. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even trip off that. If you call me, you have to have one better than me unless you're my children because I have not called you on your birthday. Greg Tomlin, though, I did call you on your birthday. Okay, baby daddy, nigga. I saw you on Facebook. You know it was my birthday. But you didn't call me. Tell you, your new girlfriend, your baby mama don't care. I don't care. That's what Alicia Keys is singing right now. I'm going to be here, okay? I'm Jesse Mommy. We love Jesse. So tell Shaquita that we're doing things. All right, this is the diary. It's 8:13. And I didn't tell my boo that I was going on today. I said, but I think my internet works for these quibillions. I think they'll make sure it works. All right, so what are we talking about? I love doing this. See, now, you know, oh, my God. There's so many things that I could be doing. I mean, so many things from cooking to what I do now to make money. And my businesses just explode. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I have to get up. Thank you, Lord. I have to thank God every day because I have to get up at 3 if I'm going to pray and start working by 4. And then I can't finish until I pass out, which is usually by 8 or 9. And that's have to, not want to, because I ain't got shit else to do. That's have to. That is the beauty of what God will do if you hang with God and you just, yeah, I just love it. I love my business. And all the money that I'm getting now that I've gone through some shit. if anybody went through the stuff that I've gone through, they wouldn't last. But that's how I know God is really in the mix, and we are doing such a wonderful job together for the glory of God. And oh, wait, this is my song. That's right. We're getting ready to rent the old Quiznos for Mama Got Good Cooking. See, now I got it on my computer and it's skipping because I'm on my computer with like 5 or 6 things that I'm doing right now. So hopefully it doesn't. Yeah, see, it is. Okay, I'm going to turn it down. But yeah, we're doing good things. Me and Hendrick and Jesse Betamon. This is my shit right there. So yeah, it's going to be really nice very soon. Food program, math tutoring. Okay, math tutoring, really. For the kids, couple and some jobs, some interns, it's just going to be good. And what people will learn about me is if I tell you something, I'm going to do it. It just may take me time, so don't call me, don't bug me. It's in the works, it's getting done, because I don't say anything that I'm not going to do. And if I can't do something, you will know. Even if I said I could do it, I'll go back and say, hey, look, I really overextended myself, which is what I've been doing lately. But I do that for my business because I have to. And very soon it'll be a good thing because it'll be a good thing. I'm going to soon be able to get a lot of people, a lot of jobs, and it's going to be wonderful. Then I have to do a little less, but not much, but a little less, and that'll be a good thing too. So people, anybody that I said, hey, I'm going to do this for you, I'm going to do it for you. It just takes a little while. And I have to make sure it's right now that I'm 48. My first week of being 48 years old has been marvelous. It's been wonderful. Okay, 48. An 80-year-old grandpa was really mad that I didn't try to rent the apartment next to him. And I was moving out. So I was like, well, no, I'm moving out. I'm moving out, Grandpa, but he said it's a duplex. It's really nice. It's been empty for 2 weeks. I was like, you just want me to move next to you, Grandpa. His name is Vernon. I said, I can't forget because there's a street that I collected bottles with my brother, Vernon Avenue, so I'll never forget you. And with his cute self and his freckles, and he's 80. He said, I was born in 1972. How old am I? So I was like, well, let's see. I was 30-something. He ended up being 80, and I was right because I know math, okay? Because I know math. I knew how to say, well, your year to 2000 and then add 12, right? I know math, okay? I fucked up the lady at McDonald's because I had 86 cents on my PayPal card. And the remainder in cash, and you have to take the cash first. You can't take the 86 cent at McDonald's first. So she was fucked up. It took her 10 minutes. I knew the answer, but I let her just play it out. You the manager, Senora Rita, figure out the math. So. I want to see 50-50 in my hood where I grew up, 50-50 of the kids in there. Wait, hold on. It's skipping. That's the shit, though, right there. I want to see 50-50 at McDonald's in L.A. I want to see 50% little black kids, 50% Mexican. Where the white kids? Well, maybe they don't live there. But you know what I'm saying? It's bullshit. And the fact that, quote, black leaders, wherever they are at, and the streets all fucked up, those plates, look, tell dudes if they can't put them in flush, and I'll give them the definition of what flush means, don't put them motherfuckers in because you are fucking up people's alignments and cars, and that's the main reason I have to go. I mean, you have to have a Hummer to drive safely through Los Angeles. Everybody's car is fucked up. So what's that tell you if you're driving around a bunch of motherfuckers where all they shit is fucked up? You're next. So, no, I don't come from having a fucked up car, ever. When I was 16, Okay, this is the diary I'm drinking. And I'm only on Friday because I can be, and the world didn't end, and it's a good day. I can play music, and it's like, uh-oh, what happened? Okay, it's a good day. The computer said, hey, are you with me or are you not? But I'm going to take a break because I have all of 10 minutes, and I'm going to come back and tell you that my boo, Hendrick Johnson, who happens to have the same last name as me, was very perturbed that I was leaving Los Angeles, number one, and also that there was 10,000 broke-ass niggas lined up to buy some Jordans that they can't afford, ain't got a job. Well, their mama gave them that. We had all excuses why the niggas should not be there buying $200-something shoes, $100 shoes, whatever it is. Ask Jesse, P.E. at a performing arts school, take off your Jordans, come back, and they're gone. Friends next door, steal the Jordans while everybody's at work. You come home, she's wearing them. Jesse knows it. That fucking Jordan owes more little kids new shoes because niggas is trying to wear them. And who give a, what does Jordan give a fuck about? And the little Chinese kids that's making the shoes for 2 cents, you know, all that shit is some bullshit. So black people are some bullshit. We got to bring it up to another level like my mom and dad would be proud. See, we need my mom and dad type niggas back to say, look, get your shit together and this is how you do it. That's why they had me. So this is a diary. I'm going to play soul and see why my music is skipping and I go to the potty. And I'll be back because I love everybody. All right. Johnson, did I say that in the beginning? I don't even think so. Everybody knows this is. Shit. We ain't got to go through that every time. Yeah, we do, huh? And let's see. So this Friday, the last day of the millennium for everybody. People were, and somebody else shot us some motherfuckers today. I don't understand. But you know what? It's very important that nobody focus on that stuff, you know? And you don't focus on stuff that upsets you. You know what I mean? I mean, that's very hard to do. I mean, I don't even know why I tell people because it's not the norm. And most people are of the norm. Just like somebody I was seeing, you know, and I just had to be honest. You know, I'm just seeing a lot of people. I never saw a lot of people before. And, you know, you start to see a lot of people when you get old, don't you?
I'm old, so I'm seeing a lot of people.
Okay, so, and then at the end of this one, everybody want to text back and forth all the inadequacies of the relationship. Well, look, let's stop right here because you know what? I don't like putting out bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, if you're sexy and you know it, clap your hands. Please, clap your hands. That's my favorite part of the song. Anyway, nobody has to go back and forth and text the inadequacies of the relationship. That's not necessary. And it's not good. It's not healthy. So, you know, that's what I tell people. You know what? Let's not do that. Let's just say, hey, for whatever reason, well, you like me, I like you, we like each other. Okay? And it was wrong because obviously it ended up this way. And if you go back and you think, you know what you was looking for and it wasn't the right thing. And let's not do this because it's not healthy, it's not good, it does absolutely nothing. It wastes a lot of time, and I'm not doing it anymore. So I just want to apologize and say I'll take back everything I said and stop. And adios, amigos. And that's always better. You know? So now, Jordans and niggas that ain't got no money. We just have to do better as a people. We know that we shouldn't be buying stuff we can't afford. It's not just Jordans. It's cars. It's apartments. It's houses. It's homes. It's schools. It's too many relationships. It's all of that. Let's just stop doing stuff that we can't afford to do. And it will take someone other than Stacey Johnson to tell people and to get black people in line. So I would... It'll take a while, and I promise you, just like I said before the little break, that when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. Now, it may be a matter of time. It may take me a day. It may take me a month. It may take me a year. It may take me 5 years. But it will be accomplished, and that's what I say about turning around black people. It may take me a day. It may take me a year. It may take me a month. It may take 30 days. It may take until I'm 80, like the grandpa that wanted me to move next door. And that's cool, because I plan on living at least that long. I mean, I'm going to be a great-grandma, I figure, in 20 years from now, and I'm only 48, okay? I mean, if Elijah gets busy, all right, I'm going to be a great-grandmother at 70, easy. A young, fine one, because nobody can believe I'm 48. I'm like, thank you very much. I think God and my mother and father and everything. So, now, where was I? Oh, God, I don't even know. But I love doing what I do. Oh, if it takes me a week, a month, a year, 10 years, 15 years, or until I'm 80, I will begin to do those things that are necessary to at least give people options, because I see black people just don't have options. You know, I don't think black people know that there are options. I don't think we have any options that are really options that are good for our spirit that really can change us. So we're going to try to present options to black people and see what happens from those options and show results. You know, people can talk and do all that shit and have you come to church every Sunday, but if there are no results in your life, it's not really worth anything. So this is the diary. We will be back tomorrow night, Saturday, at 8 o'clock because somebody's mad at me, so I will be free tomorrow, and I love you. And be free and do good and love people, and Hendrick will be back, and he's really mad about Jordans. And don't buy them motherfucking shoes unless he starts to put the money in the community. So I love you. See you tomorrow. Be good. Love somebody and love everybody. But most of all, love me because I love you back. Adios, amigos.